This is Arizona Trails, and I'm Ev Eberline. Let's head up to the White Mountains again today for the other route into the high country there. The East Fork of the Little Colorado River has the East Baldy Trail. Take Highway 273 southeast from Highway 260 up there near Springerville, and about 6 miles past the Sunrise Ski Area, you'll see a turnoff and parking area for the East Baldy Trail, trail number 95. Now, you can also camp at the alternate trailhead, cross over that Little Colorado River, which is really just a small stream at this point, near its headwaters, just another half a mile to the Gabaldone Campground, a small primitive campground especially set up for folks with horses, but anyone can camp there. No campground host, no fees, and bring your own water to this Gabaldone Campground. The trail from the campground and the trail from the main trailhead merge about a half mile in at the wilderness boundary. From there, the trail spends about a mile and a half through open meadows with sumptuous views of the spruce and fir forest around. But after that mile and a half, you enter the forest and begin a climb. On the entire 7 miles of this trail, you only climb about 2,000 feet. However, 800 feet of that, nearly a third of it, comes in the next half a mile, where you climb up through an area that's reminiscent of Chiricahua National Monument, with standing stones and towers of sandstone all around the side of the hill as you climb up. Once you reach the top of the ridge, the going gets easier again, although now you're above 10,000 feet elevation and the air is a bit thin. Openings every so often give sumptuous views to the north and east, with views of the entire White Mountain Apache Reservation, Black River Valley, Escondida Mountain out to the east. That's the third highest peak in Arizona, which is currently closed due to the Wallow Fire. All the way over to the Blue Range and the Gila National Forest and the Muggy Ones in New Mexico. This is a spectacular view, folks. You can see hundreds of miles from this trail. As you head on up the mountain, you'll pass again through a little small area that had seen fire about 15 years ago, but has recovered nicely. And up near the junction with the Sheep's Trail, which connects to the west, to the West Baldy Trail, there are some great campsites and a small spring just west of that junction. So there's water way up there on the shoulder of the mountain. Remember that this is a sacred mountain and is on the White Mountain Apache Reservation, and respect their desire to have you not go all the way to the summit. Looking forward to seeing you up in that cool country above 10,000 feet. This has been Arizona Trails with Ev Eberline.